AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Supreme Court dismissed a challenge to the Obama Affordable Care Act. The AP's Ben Thomas has the story.
By a 7-2 vote, the justices left the entire law intact, ruling that Texas, other Republican-led states, and two individuals had no right to bring their lawsuit in federal court. The law's major provisions include protections for people with pre-existing health conditions, a range of no-cost preventative services, and the expansion of the Medicaid program that insures lower-income people, including those who work in jobs that don't provide health insurance. Also left in place is the law's now toothless requirement that people have health insurance or pay a penalty. Congress rendered that provision irrelevant 4 years ago when it reduced the penalty to zero. Ben Thomas, Washington.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says this is a landmark victory.
The Affordable Care Act endures as a pillar of American health and economic security alongside Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security.
The Supreme Court unanimously sided with a Catholic foster care agency in Philadelphia that says its religious views prevent it from working with same-sex couples as foster parents. The justices ruled the city of Philadelphia wrongly limited its relationship with the group. The Biden administration is going to spend more than $3 billion to advance development of antiviral pills for the coronavirus. Dr. Anthony Fauci says it will go to the antiviral program for pandemics.
And it aims to catalyze the development of new medicines to combat COVID-19. And importantly, to prepare for other pandemic threats.
Fauci says vaccines clearly remain the centerpiece of the arsenal. The government says the number of people filing claims for unemployment rose last week. Airlines were also impacted by brief internet outages around the world. Many services were up and running after about an hour or so. The U.S. Open finally is underway at Torrey Pines in California after a 90-minute delay because of fog. This is AP News. Scientists say the dangerous heat in the West could be the new normal.
115 degrees in Phoenix, 120 in Palm Springs, California. And it's not over yet. The National Weather Service's Bob Orvec on the record-shattering heat.
Records were observed in parts of South Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, Wyoming, Colorado, New Mexico, Arizona, California, and Nevada. So it shows the pretty widespread nature of this heat wave.
Scientists who study drought and climate change say those living in the West may see more of this brutal heat in the future. I'm Rita Foley.
A sudden power failure left more than 330,000 customers in the dark across Puerto Rico, angering many who were recovering from a massive outage that hit the U.S. territory just days ago. Luma Energy, a private company, took over the island's power transmission and distribution system June 1st. 900,000 customers lost power last week. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.